7 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Beyond Good Day, Roberta, Jennifer, Richie, and Doug have some stories. And then we'll spend some time with Uri Geller, the mind man, later on in this hour, Beyond Good Day. I find it interesting, nosing around, looking around at all of the things that are sort of left over from the holidays. This video of the day that we have a lot of videos that have been great this past year. This one, there actually are two. Jennifer was talking about this Psy guy, the
Korean dude.
Right.
Gangnam
style.
Yeah. Gangnam style.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Gangnam.
Gangnam.
Spelled Gangnam. G-A-N-G-H-A-M. But anyway, that's a clever video of the day. And then we have this one, the video that features these three amazing magic tricks by the Englishman known as Dynamo. If you haven't seen this guy walk on water, walk through a window,
whoa,
or trap a smartphone inside a bottle, you need to see this video. You need to see this video. What a story. Or there are stories, three stories associated with his ability to do magic. And we'll talk to Uri about that a little bit later on, because a lot of people think that he comes across as a magician. Also, I guess people will be talking this week about the 11-year-old girl. This is a story that is worth a lot of time, even though it doesn't take a lot of time to tell. 11-year-old Florida girl mobilized an army of young people to bring holiday cheer to U.S. military who are not able to be with their family for Christmas and the New Year's. Savannah Madison Ogden of Weston, Florida, the creator of Savannah's Soldiers, a letter-writing campaign that's resulted in children sending 25,000 letters,
wow,
to soldiers serving in Afghanistan. And about 10,000 were sent in the last week alone, Roberta. The campaign began last year with a pretty simple gesture. Savannah wanted to cheer up a good friend after his father was deployed to Afghanistan. So she said, well, what can we do? I couldn't imagine my parents going away for that long and leaving me. It would crush me. So she wrote a song for this young fellow to cheer him up, and then decided to take a big step. She hoped to enlist enough other children at her school to write letters to about 700 people that were from her state. They were over in Afghanistan. And from that, it just grew and grew and grew and grew. So now, a year later, one letter became 700 letters, and then it became 3,000 letters, and then it became 12,000 letters, and now it's 25,000 letters this year that went overseas to soldiers, most of whom they don't know. I guess they were given some names, and they just wrote all of these youngsters, 10, 11, 12 years of age around the country, took the time to write a letter to somebody in the service, and the people in the service delivered it to the soldiers in Afghanistan. What could be possibly wrong with
that?
That's
good.
Isn't that good?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Neat, neat, neat. So congratulations to her. Meanwhile, at 10 past the hour, Rich McFadden has a story. Let's see if we can squeeze everybody's story in. I gave you mine. I always have stories up my...
You always show us yours, Dougie.
I always have both of my sleeves are rolled up, and I'm ready. Whatever's up my sleeve, I am able to present. All right, so, Richie, where are you taking us?
I'm taking you to Baltimore.
Baltimore.
Mm. Yeah.
Baltimore, Maryland.
Baltimore.
Yeah.
Where a federal worker was reprimanded for his flatulence in the workplace.
Put the gasket.
I love this guy, by the way. I think this is awesome.
Formally reprimanded this month for excessive
Why do you sound low to me? Is this me or
no? Because my microphone's right here.
Okay.
All right, for excessive workplace flatulence.
Roberta, grow up, will you please?
We all know about farters in the workplace.
They delivered him a 5-page letter.
A 5-page farting letter.
that actually
really
included
stunk.
A log of representative dates and
that comes after the farting.
Yeah, I know.
Times and
dates. Listen to Jen.
You can't be serious about this.
I am absolutely 100%
serious.
Who
puts a log
serious.
In a farting letter? You're asking for the joke. I'm sorry. Okay, go ahead.
So they sent him a log.
They had a log of all of his offenses?
Of all of the offenses.
Yeah.
When
I
feel
like working with Doug if we all were in the same
When
room.
He was
me?
Logged as releasing his awful and unpleasant odor. in his Baltimore office in a December 10th letter accusing him of conduct unbecoming a federal officer. The Social Security Administration employee was informed that his uncontrollable flatulence had created an intolerable and hostile environment for coworkers.
Hostile environment.
Yeah.
Really?
Several of whom had lodged complaints with supervisors.
How close are they working? Are they cubicles next to each other? Is that it?
Yeah, I would imagine. So the guy's 38 years old. He lives in Maryland.
He's a wafter.
Reportedly.
You know, all right, so I've got the solution to this, Richie. He files a countersuit for harassment.
Well,
this is a normal bodily function.
But listen to this. He had provided evidence that he'd suffered from some medical conditions that at times caused him to be unable to work full days.
Yeah.
Can you imagine having uncontrollable farting problems?
And the manager noted that in the reprimand letter, saying, "Nothing that you have submitted has indicated that you would have uncontrollable flatulence. It is my belief that you can control this condition."
So here are some of the comments are even better.
Stop eating beans and cabbage.
According to
broccoli.
Let's listen to some of the people who wrote in to respond to this. Carl writes, "According to my wife, if farting is a crime, I'd be on death row." Here's another comment. Ever heard of the gambler? That's when you are not sure if when you fart, you'll...
make a noise.
Yeah.
It's like people that crop dust in stores.
Right, that's it. Here's another one. Ed writes, "We had a guy who would crop dust the office." I never heard that.
You haven't heard crop dusting?
No.
That's when they're quiet, but they just...
That is, he would walk by all the cubes while silently gassing everybody.
Right, crop dusting.
And then at 9:30 on the dot, he would head into the men's room and
do his business.
Yes, right. Thank heavens he finally quit. Laugh and the world is somebody who writes, "Laugh and the world laughs with you. Fart and he'll stop laughing." See, a lot of people think this is a horrible word to use on the radio.
Fart? Fart? It's my favorite word. One of them, anyway.
Look at this. His union, AFGE Local.
AFGE.
American Fart
I want to know who's actually counting this.
Is protecting him.
Of course they're protecting.
FART Local 27.
What have we come to when the union actually has to protect farters? Seriously.
Yeah. That's what's happening. The union's coming to his protection.
Right. All right, so here's another, let's see here. The guy named Hillbilly writes, "Among other definitions, the dictionary also defines flatulence as self-importance, pomposity, bloatedness. If that doesn't perfectly describe our government in Washington, I don't know what does." They're all full of it, aren't they?
They were told him in a performance discussion that this was last May, that his fellow employees had complained about his flatulence, and this is the reason none of them will assist you with your work.
Yeah. See, now I think that this is an important thing that these people took a stand because, come on, we all have the guy in the office, or maybe the woman, who is smelly,
Roberta.
Smelly.
My wife used to work with a guy who had excessive nose hair.
Things get trapped in it.
There was a group of five of them that all worked together in this department.
Gross.
And so one day they just sneaked a nose hair trimmer in his desk, and he opened it up and he was like, "Hey, who put this here?" Type thing. And nobody copped to it, and he got the clue and trimmed it up. But what do you do when you have somebody like this in your workplace?
Yeah. You know? I had a guy, he used to always come into my space, and my day job space is very small. Mm-hmm. We do not have any windows. And this guy would come back consistently, and he'd come back and tell me something, and then he'd leave me his parting gift, which rhymes with part, by the way. And I'd be like, seriously, what? Why? Why do you come back here and leave me this?
Here's Randolph, who's, listen to this.
Said a rant.
Now watch him, I know. Watch him get flatulence registered as a medical condition so he can't be discriminated.
That's exactly what's going to happen.
Because of it.
Well, it is. It could be a medical condition.
Yeah. Right.
But you could certainly probably control it with diet.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway.
Or a quark.
And then somebody sends along the reply, "What's the problem? Congress has been stinking up D.C. for decades."
Yeah, I like that.
True.
Yeah.
Roberta, you all right there?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Okay. So how many people who are driving along in their cars right now think this is disgusting?
That's just going
down.
You know,
you know
the dog bark jingle bells?
Yes.
Can everybody picture Roberta right now in her New York
That's
flat with
Christmas
her palms
Carol.
Over her mouth?
Flat with flatulence. All right,
yeah.
Let's move on now. Next up, Roberta will pay the penalty. She's got the next story here on Beyond Good Day.
This is a special announcement from Lumber Liquidators.
Every floor in stock is on sale, and it all has to go at our end of year clearance. Get unheard of clearance deals from just 19 cents a square foot, including first quality laminates for up to 47% less, hardwood up to 48% less, bamboo flooring up to 22% less. Plus, get special extended financing. Hurry, sale is going on now. So get to your local store before it's too late. Visit LumberLiquidators.com today for the store near you.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Liz.
Todd?
I want you back.
You're just saying that because I got a makeover to make me look hot, even though I was hot to begin with.
No. I miss those nights instantly watching TV episodes and movies online with Netflix.
We watched as much as we wanted.
Whenever and wherever we wanted.
So, you love me? Even if I put these glasses back on?
Wow, those are thick.
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.E. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and MLS number 2.
Okay. Workout.
Let's clear the air. Get it, Doug?
Yes. Harry Geller at the bottom of the hour.
And then we're going to pass along some important information to you soon.
It's going
to
be a gas. Right.
Don't go away. This hour is going to be a blowout.
You know how sophomoric this all sounds?
Yes, I do, and I love every minute of it.
All right, let's see. What did I say? Richie was next? No, Richie did the story.
No, I just didn't know.
Roberta next.
Nothing is more...
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TERAGANIX.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills. Excalibur food dehydrators. Hatler reusable canning lids. Sun oven solar cookers. EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics. And don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter. All from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
People exchange all of their presents when they get cufflinks and she had pets. No one wants fashion purchased at Walmart. Grab your receipt and stand in line to exchange.
All right, exchange time is upon us on the Good Day program. We are in beyond Good Day mode with stories. Roberta Fasanelli now up to bat.
Okay, this is all about exchanging and returning things. And actually, it's a list of the stores with the best return policies.
Ooh.
And number one on that list
Costco.
Is Nordstrom.
Nordstrom will take back anything.
They will take back anything.
Not even from their store. They won't even ask questions.
There's no time limit, no receipt required, no paperwork. Doesn't matter. Just bring it in.
You bring in a leaf blower to Nordstrom, and they're like,
really?
Okay. Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, I bought this rotting lawnmower the other day, and it just doesn't work.
Even if you buy online, they have free return shipping, or you can take the stuff back to a local store. It's amazing. Nordstrom is number one. Number two is Zappos. Zappos is the online shoe store. You can buy a pair of shoes or give someone a pair of shoes, and if you don't like it, if they don't fit well, you just return them. No big deal. And their shipping is free for orders and the returns. So nothing to worry about. Order a pair, return them if you don't like them. Number three on the list is L.L. Bean. If you buy L.L. Bean, if you buy it online, you can return it to the local store, or you could return it using prepaid labels. Return shipping is $6.50, but if it's defective, nothing, you don't pay anything at all. And again, they have, time frame on it. Costco, also, you're right, with Costco.
Costco's great.
No time frame on returns, generally no receipts. The only exception is consumer electronics, and they give you a 90-day window. So, hey, you can buy the big screen TV in December, give it to somebody as a gift, watch the Super Bowl, and return it within 90 days.
And let me give you a little tip on that. Everything I buy from Best Buy is open box, meaning somebody bought it, took it home, decided for one reason or another they want a different model, they didn't like it, whatever, took it back, and then you go buy it for 15 to 20% off.
I bought a lot of open box.
Everything open box. Every single Mac that I buy here for our studios, open box.
I just got a $700 microwave for $299 because it was open box. Samsung, absolutely gorgeous.
That's an epic discount there.
Yeah, epic microwave. Discount. It was. They'd use it as a floor sample.
Floor sample. Yeah, I buy floor samples.
But it comes with all of the warranties. Everything is
glazed over.
Doug, what are you reading right now?
I'm responding to the discussion of the gun control issue earlier and. Once again, somebody's listening and thinks that I'm disagreeing with them.
Leave it alone.
All right, anyway.
And then Target. Number five is Target. 90-day return window, except for consumer electronics, which is 30 days.
Target is a great store.
Okay, I wanted you to go back to, if you will, Roberta, for a minute, the Queen of Cheap deals for today and for the rest of the week, in fact. Roberta is responsible for a section, a big box, speaking about big box stores, Richie, big box section at DougStephan.com that's aimed to helping you save money. And the discounts are 40, 50, 60% for the rest of the week on some really amazing items. Just the highlights are there, but you get all of the real strong information and details at DougStefan.com, Queen of Cheap Box. But you went through some of those, and they're not unrelated to what you're just talking about here, Roberta.
Oh, no, they're great sales. I mean, like I said, forget about Black Friday. This is the day to go shopping. And even online,
yeah.
I just checked out Amazon. Amazon has 40, 50, 60, 70% off stuff. So, you know, now's the time to go shopping.
Go shopping. You have to. It's your...
You have been
to. It's your American duty.
That's right.
To go shopping today.
You see, if
or
you're of European descent, you can convince your kids that the day to get gifts is like they do in Europe, which is January 6th.
Hey, that guy,
the guy
that got fired. He wasn't European. He was Eurofarten.
Can you get Uri Geller? Friends, us in a few moments here. Good day.
Shut up, Beavis.
If you faced foreclosure in 2009 or 2010, the National Foundation for Credit Counseling wants you to know you may be able to get a free foreclosure review through a program ordered by federal bank regulators. If errors in your foreclosure process are found, you could get compensation. You give up nothing by requesting a review or accepting compensation. The deadline is December 31st, 2012. To determine if you're eligible and request your review, go to independentforeclosurereview.com or call 1-888-952-9105.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
Your thyroid gland is the master of your metabolism. It plays a big role in regulating how the body uses and stores energy from the food you eat. Since the thyroid gland releases hormones that affect most bodily organs, production of too much or too little hormone can harm your health. It's estimated that 300 million people worldwide have a thyroid dysfunction, yet nearly half are unaware. The most common thyroid disorder is hypothyroidism, an underactive thyroid. That's when the body lacks enough thyroid hormone. Symptoms appear slowly, like fatigue, weakness, weight gain, hair loss, muscle cramps, constipation, and depression. Some people are more likely to develop thyroid problems. For instance, it occurs more often in adults over 60 and women, and it tends to run in families. If you think you're at risk, learn more at www.hormone.org/thyroid_conditions.cfm.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
After the hour on today's Doug Steffen Beyond Good Day Hour. Now time for Jennifer and Roberta and Richie and I to spend some time with my friend Uri Geller, the man who understands your mind. He's in England. As a matter of fact, he's on one of the motorways working his way toward one of the malls or to downtown to do some window shopping, which is what a lot of people are doing this week, not only here but in England and elsewhere around the world. One of the things that we love to do at DougSteffen.com is bring people ideas, pictures, words, thoughts that they don't normally experience. So the video of the day reflects that, Uri. There's a fellow named, an English magician known as Dynamo. Do you know him?
Yes, I've heard of Dynamo, and I think he's very good.
He has the things that we're showing on the website in the video today have him walking on water, trapping a smartphone inside of a bottle, and walking through a window. It's pretty amazing. I was thinking about David Blaine and all of the time you've spent with him over there doing various things like hanging in that casket or whatever he did for however many days he did. So I guess when it comes to this sort of thing, people always come to you because they think that you are the world's expert, and you are in many ways, in moving the mind, manipulating the mind, or having the mind work for you. So when people see something like this guy Dynamo, do you know, do people ask you, how does this actually happen? How does this guy do this?
Well, even if I knew, I wouldn't reveal it. I'd leave it a mystery. Because if you don't leave it as a mystical experience, you take away the entertainment factor out of anything that bewilders you. I don't really care how, for instance, my performers do their shows during my shows, the next Uri Geller phenomenon. I want everyone at home to be amazed, astonished, and make up their own minds how they do it. You know that when my show goes on television and it's live, I want people at home to be entertained. I want their minds to be blown. So even if I knew how my performance execute what they do, I wouldn't say it. But believe it or not, Doug, because I'm not really a magician, I don't really know how they do it. And I remember when I did Phenomenon in America, Chris Angel leaned over to me and he wanted to tell me, I know how it's done. And I used to turn to him and say, Chris, don't tell me. I want to be mystified.
Well, you do take a lot of your, part of the pun, magic out of it when you expose, because there is, I suppose, in some circumstances, trickery involved, or is that the right word? It's just people whose minds work better than the average person. They've got this figured out, I don't know, but there are a lot of people who work like that kind of Jerkelberger, Randy, who's tried to debunk you over the years, goes around trying. He thinks he's doing a public service by outing these people who are trying to get.
They have a whole magazine dedicated to, it's called the Skeptic Inquirer or something like that.
Yeah.
And that's all they do is go around and debunk everything.
Well, but how do we know they're debunking it, really? They can say whatever they want to, but this is all about proving it. You can suggest things one way or another, but they're so serious about it. Get a life, guys. This is fun. It's interesting, right? I mean, why would somebody want to debunk this guy or you or anybody? What's in it for them?
Keep imagining.
You know, Doug, strangely enough, and all of you there listening, the whole movement, the skeptical movement, there's one guy that you have to attribute it to, and he's called Uri Geller. Without me, all these, I believe, all these skeptical organizations wouldn't really exist. But in the early 70s, when I came on the scene, you know, skeptics started grouping together, and then they opened the magazine. And I believe they're kind of devoted, in my opinion, they're obsessed about debunking the paranormal, etc. But hey, listen, Doug, can you tell me of one topic, one subject, one area, one arena in the world that is not being debunked in one way or another?
Somebody's always trying to spoil.
From religion to gun control to, it's incredible, especially in America with freedom of speech and, atheists, for instance, saying we take down the Christmas tree, it intrudes into our belief system. I mean, what's going on in America? The joy of holidays is being kind of evaporated away by those who don't believe.
America is suffering from having been too successful and now not knowing how to deal with success. The success that we've had has now ended in people having too many people here, too many ideas that are conflicting, too much diversity, too much of most everything that we considered good. And now you can find a reason for it not to be good. And I think, frankly, the sort of thing that you're talking, everybody's so serious. Everybody's got to have some position. Man, this isn't fair. This isn't right. This isn't just. We got to get a life.
Uri, is skepticism a defense mechanism that is inherent in us as humans?
Look, I think that skepticism, even I can hardly
that
say
true.
I just
told
you that I'm such an open-minded believer that I try to erase and totally destroy that word in my mind. I can't even say it. Anyhow, I think that, you know, a healthy dose of being a healthy skeptic is okay. Because, you know, there are charlatans out there who rob your money, and there are those people who claim that they are healers who are not, and could cause damage to sick individuals. But overall, I think that I would rather be an open-minded person, a person who believes in everything and anything, because, hey, the universe is still such a mystery. The mysticism of the universe, how we were created. You can't even answer me one very basic, simple question. And I'm asking you all, come up with an answer. What came first? The chicken or the egg? What a stupid question that you can't answer. It's good to laugh. Laughter is the best healer in the world, Doc.
It really is. It's about it. That's kind of true. You know, people get so serious, these religionists who say that their way is the only way to think, and if you don't believe in their religion, then you go to hell or something else happens. We're the only solution or salvation. I mean, all of this nonsense. It's great if you believe in it. It makes your life better. Fine. But don't be trying to tell other people how to believe. And this is the same stuff. This is not, I mean, it's like politics. All of this sort of thing comes together in one cyclical event, sort of, and it's called intolerance. It is my belief, no matter what it is, it could be gun control, it can be Republicans versus Democrats, it can be rich versus poor, it can be English versus American. I mean, anything, pick anything, and you can find somebody who wants to disturb or kind of disrupt things.
Yeah, but Dougie, you know, this goes way beyond what you said, because we entered now into the realm of killing people in the name of religion.
Right.
You realize that every
yeah.
day. There isn't a day that doesn't go by that someone doesn't blow himself up or herself up somewhere around the world in the name of religion. Where did we, you know, what did we come to, for goodness sake? That's the scary part. And then when you have autocrats and dictators and people who are, you know, their thumb is right next to the red button that could release a nuclear weapon, my God, you really have to worry.
Well, you do have to worry about people who you would like to think don't have control over things, but the best example is this kid that went haywire in Connecticut a couple of weeks ago, and did who knows where there are other people like that who have access.
You know, sorry for interrupting, but out of 300 million plus people in America, you bet your life that you will find mental cases all over the place, most of them, thanks God, are sleepers who will never harm anyone to the day they die. But then out of them, you've got numerous people who are also incited by the news media, because all that reporting, all the hullabaloo that happened around the Connecticut massacre of these poor, beautiful children, you know, that unfortunately in a very sick way inspires other mentally mm-hmm. disturbed individuals to go out and do the same, because their names are mentioned, their pictures are shown.
Right.
I mean, I'm concerned about this, Doug, very.
Well, I think it's something to be concerned about around the world, and it isn't taking guns away from people that really fixes the problem. And it's a very deep problem. It's a psychological problem. It has to do with the influence of all the violence in our culture and society. I mean, you look at these movies that now, Quentin Tarantino's new movie, what a horrible display of violence. There now you can say, well, people don't have to go see it. Yep, it should be there for people to see. Yep. Is 17, the ratings say that anybody under 17 can't go see it? Is a 17-year-old capable of handling all of that stuff? This kid was, 20? He wasn't capable of handling it. But do we put laws in place? No, we don't put laws in place. But unfortunately, what's going to happen, Uri, is people will point to England, they'll point to other countries. I mean, there's on one hand, people point to England. It's an interesting contrast because you live in England, you're an Israeli. People point to England. Look, the gun laws over there, they're more protective. People don't get killed over there like they do here. And then you look at the pictures that floated around on the Internet this past week of the woman with her class in Israel. She had a rifle over her shoulder, and that supposedly is the way the Israelis protect their children. Whether that's true or not remains to be seen, but it certainly are two dramatic, discordant pictures of handling the same issue, and they're in countries that you're very familiar with.
Yeah, that is absolutely right, Doug. Anyhow, let's pray to God or to the forces out there in the universe that such a massacre or murderous deed doesn't happen again. But, you know, hey, I'm watching the debate, the gun control laws, etc. I don't know who is going to win. I don't know when there will be finally gun control. But how can you have it if there are already 300 million weapons floating around the United States? That's almost one weapon to each individual living in America, Doug. Am I not right?
It isn't going to change, Uri. None of that stuff is going to change. You can talk until you're blue in the face. That will not happen. It won't change. Gun laws won't really. I mean, there may be a way to curb sales of some of the, you know, some people think pretty outrageous forms of gun power, gun whatever.
The crazy weapons and the crazy people should not be connected.
Right.
That's what they'll try to work on.
And that's what, you see, too many people can get these things without proper supervision. And that's really what the problem is. It's like people driving cars drunk. Same thing. Those people should have, you know, there should be much stiffer penalties because of the overwhelming horrors that happen at the hands of people driving cars who are drunk.
Absolutely. And tens of thousands of people are being killed every day, probably thousands in America from drunk driving. Anyhow, Doug, I know you're going to sign me off. Let me just mention one thing that is interesting for your listeners. There is a website in America called Hulu.com.
Yes.
H-U-L-U.com.
Yeah.
I think it's a combination of NBC, CBS, ABC, etc.
It is. All of the networks created it.
Yeah, exactly. And there's a documentary about me, if I may plug it.
Yeah.
A very interesting one, really interesting one. It's called Uri Geller, A Life Stranger Than Fiction. I urge you to look at it because it's just a fascinating documentary, very well done. Enjoy it. I don't know whether you pay on Hulu or you don't, but it's
not
out
a lot.
There.
You do.
It's under documentaries. I think you'll enjoy it. And if you do view it, would you be very kind to email me and tell me your reaction? I'd love to hear from you.
All right. Uri Geller is at URIGELLER.com. Uri@UriGeller.com. All right, Uri, be safe. Have fun. Talk to you again next week. Uri Geller here with us on Good Day.
A special announcement from Lumber Liquidators.
Every floor in stock is on sale, and it all has to go at our end-of-year clearance. Get unheard-of clearance deals from just 19 cents a square foot, including first-quality laminates for up to 47% less, hardwood up to 48% less, bamboo flooring up to 22% less. Plus, get special extended financing. Hurry, sale is going on now, so get to your local store before it's too late. Visit LumberLiquidators.com today for the store near you.
Insight Daily Radio. Did you know that 30,000 Hawaiians signed a petition to change Maui's name to Gilligan's Island? That Julius Caesar was epileptic? These are a few of the obscure yet amazing facts found in the book series, Uncle John's Bathroom Reader.
That unique book series featuring trivia and short essays on a myriad of subjects, with over 15 million books in print, is celebrating their 25th anniversary this year. We spoke with Editor-in-Chief Gordon Uncle John Javna about the origin of the series and their latest book edition entitled Uncle John's Fully Loaded 25th Anniversary Bathroom Reader.
There's no way we thought when we did the first bathroom reader that we'd still be doing this 25 years later. It was always just one book to the next. When we were done with one book, we still had lots of things that we wanted to include in another book. And so it was just a natural progression to keep doing them. But, you know, I mean, maybe 10 years ago we figured, oh, well, we'll still be doing this in a few years. But 25 years, that's a long time, and we never thought we'd be doing it that long. Besides which, the book buying public can be fickle. I mean, tastes change. And what we did not know at the time was that we were far ahead of the curve in predicting the internet brain. The idea of people reading in short articles, in short bits, bulleted lists, one-page articles, random lists of random facts. This wasn't commonly done in publishing, and so we were sort of creating something new, and we could not have predicted that there would still be an audience for it. And you know what? The audience is bigger than ever. You know, short attention span, ADD, that's me.
Visit us on the web at insightdailyradio.org.
Hi, how can I help you?
You already did. With my, car loan.
Sir?
You know the great low-rate loan I got after you gave me that GM discount.
Excuse me, but did you just say something about a GM discount?
Oh, no, no, no. I said, I meant this counter instead of the other one.
Oh, whew, that was close.
Sir, you really don't need to whisper. It's no secret. The credit union member discount from GM is available for all of our members.
Really?
Really?
Really? It's part of a program called Invest in America that gives credit union members special discounts on new Chevy, Buick, or GMC vehicles way below the MSRP. And as a member, you can save even more with some of the lowest financing rates available on auto loans.
That means I can save on a car and a loan.
Shh! What do you want everybody to know about it?
Actually, yes. With the GM discount and the Invest in America program, there's no better time to buy a new vehicle and to belong to a credit union. Visit lovemycreditunion.org. Credit unions are federally insured by the NCUA.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Darling, we're apart, yeah. That's true, but I can dream, and in my dreams,
I got McFadden. He's going to be answering, Michael. You can try his cell phone.
Yeah, try McFadden. Let's get this.
He already he answered for me. He just doesn't like Michael so much.
Right. We saw all of the numbers there. It's Christmas Day. 54 minutes past the hour. A happy and healthy new year, certainly. Well, we'll wish that to you on the new year, because we'll be here on new year. I'm looking at a nice little Christmas card from Chuck Curry and his daughter, who's become very cute.
Quite the lady.
Very cute.
Poor thing's going to need therapy because Chuck has taken her to horror movies, but, you know.
Yeah, not so
all right, keeping the medical business in order.
All right, so I just want to say, in addition to Jennifer and to and Roberta, all the people that make all of this happen every day. Bob Kay is another one of these people. That, I had a dinner, Meredith and I took him over to the Wayside Inn the other night for dinner with his wife, Tony. He's here visiting her. Tony is from this area.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I first met Bob in 1968. We were working together at WBZ, and we've been friends ever since. And now he's my manager of affairs, shall we say.
Mm-hmm.
And he and his wife have come for Christmas. They haven't been here for a long time, but her father died a year or so ago. The mother wanted everybody to come here, and so they did. So we had a nice dinner the other day. So certainly a Merry Christmas to them. It's interesting, in looking at some of the cards that I've gotten, I have my two the most interesting people that were not on the board of trustees with me at Heidelberg, that were actually management. Well, the three of them, because I have to give all of them credit. Dominic DiTavio, with whom I will spend some time when we're down in Stevensville. Jewel, who lives in Stevensville, a singer, is going to be a co-host on the program that we do, I think it's the 9th of January, Jennifer,
mm-hmm.
if I'm not mistaken. Rob Huntington, who is now the president of Heidelberg, sent me a wonderful message, and so did your friend Jimmy.
Jimmy!
So I wanted to mention the Trojas as well. All right, where's McFadden?
I'm right here.
He answered my call. It was funny. We had Michael call you, and you ignored that
Jennifer
one.
When I called Jennifer calling, I was like, oh, I have to get this.
Merry Christmas, Rich. Are you up and at 'em?
We are up. We've been up since 7 o'clock, and we're still opening presents.
Oh, it's,
no, it's only an hour.
Hold on a second while I keep my son from stabbing a box with some scissors. Sean, give me the scissors. I'll open the box for you.
Did Santa come?
All right, so But yeah, what have you gotten? I want to know what Rich McFadden got from.
You know what? You guys can actually hear. I'm opening up some presents still. I've gotten, you know, of course,
this is like play by
underwear.
Yeah. Underwear.
It's a bad time, by the way. Thank
hold
goodness.
On, I'm opening. I got an outfit, and look, I got a sweater.
Whoa!
Nice.
It's a brown sweater that zips at the top, and it's very thin and kind of
really
feeling.
Hey, say happy birthday to that hot wife of yours, by the way.
Oh, hold on 1 second. Janet, they want to say happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear Janet.
And Jesus.
Happy birthday. It's not Jesus' birthday. Why do you keep promoting that fake?
Wow, so pretty in the background. Thank
Isn't
you
that
so
nice?
Much.
I always, we did that to Row, Row, Row Your Boat, Janet. You know, I have to have a different chorus each time, so we have a little different swing there. All right, so you have gone for broke this morning as usual. How is Juliana doing?
Juliana is very happy playing with her new toys and going around with all the new outfits she got and trying to decide what she's going to wear today.
Ooh.
She's Sean deciding what she wants to wear.
She'll be lovely any way she goes, I'm sure.
Oh, my God. She got from her grandmother the coolest outfits. And I was like, I want one, but I don't see them making in big sizes, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very nice. Why are you guys doing working? Doug.
This isn't work.
Exactly.
This is not.
Doug.
This is fun. We're here to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a happy, well, we'll do this Happy New Year next week. Are you going to let Rich come in on New Year's morning, or are you going to keep him away from us again?
I don't know. Let me think about it.
Okay, all right.
If we have some plans, then he won't be gone. No, but he said that he may stop by. So
right, okay.
You may have him there.
All right, we'll have him. Merry Christmas.
Happy birthday. Merry Christmas.
Thank you for letting him be with me on my birthday.
You're welcome. All right, take good care.
Have a wonderful time, guys. Yep. Merry Christmas.
You too, Janet.
And you as well.
I wish you the best.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. What is? You want to listen to this instead? Michael, if you'd have been clever, you would have had that song underneath me so that I could have shown everybody how much on. I was actually on that. I found the pitch myself. I really, I'm very pleased with myself.
You were. It wasn't bad.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare? By far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide. Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightSideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightSideBen.com. That's www.BrightSideBen.com.